I've got Bull Schmidt here, and you're kind of sporting a new attitude lately in Metro Pro.
Well, I had a bit of coming to a crossroads in my life. You know, I had some things happen. Trevor leaving was a major blow. It just made me realize that maybe the individual efforts that I was making weren't for the best. And I thought maybe coming back and turning over a new leaf. The thing that switched me the fastest was the Mad Dog. I have to give him more credit than I ever really wanted to give anyone. Mad Dog showed me a lot. His matches with me, he was gutsy. No holds barred. He went at me, and that's the way I like it. And when I wrestled in Japan, that was the way I wanted it. You know, no fancy stuff. Let's just fight. And he brought it. And my issues with Strider, everybody knew about that. When Strider gave me a call and asked me if I was interested in Team Mageddon, I really didn't know what to think at start. And then I kind of watched his matches. Since I was out last month, I kind of went over some matches, watched some YouTube footage, and saw everything that he had gone through with Derek Stone, and realized that Strider wasn't a lot of talk. He's a man with a lot of words, but a lot of fists, and he's a fighter, and I respect that. And anytime that Mad Dog McDowell, Michael Strider, Trevor Murdoch, Tyler Cook, any of those young, up-and-coming professional wrestlers with the right attitude need any help, Schmidt happens. I'll be there every time. Thank you, Retro.
And you're also talking about that match, too. You were one of the survivors along with Strider.
Yes, sir.
Survived till the very end. Now, I got to ask you, what do you think was the deal with Matt Murphy? He submitted a simple armbar and it's quit and left the ring.
That's standard Matt Murphy. I've been wrestling Murphy for almost 15 years, off and on. When he was retired and everything, we didn't do much action. But like I said, I've seen a lot of the slippery ways he can get in and out of a ring, in and out of a match, in and out of the wins and losses. And tonight didn't shock me. It was actually very innovative. Murphy pulled a quick one out tonight. He avoided the beating that he knew he had coming. But also, you're not going to catch Murphy slipping. He's going to be two steps ahead of you. So you either have to think fast or think tough. And Murphy made you think fast tonight, and he was a little faster than we were. But I think we got the end result over on Stone. I think Stone's going to feel it for a couple days. And hopefully Murphy's arm heals up from that vicious submission hold that Strider put him in tonight. Hopefully his rotator cuff won't have any permanent damage. But soon his backside will when I pull my size 15 and a half out of it. But like I said, it was a good match, solid match. We had a great team. This was so reminiscent of the 80s wrestling, of the stuff that we were all raised on, that set the base of all our wrestling futures was what we saw when we grew up. That was exactly what Survivor Series was back in the 80s. I enjoyed it. Would love to do it again. The opponents, couldn't have picked better opponents for me. That was four of the best ones you could have got. That new guy is going to be a handful. Dan Walsh, he's got some talent. Sterling's a stud. You can't say anything against that guy. He's just got a horrible attitude. Stone's a champ. Stone's a champ. That's all you can say. I'd love to get in the squared circle with Stone. Someday it'll happen, but I'm a patient man. Like I said, as long as the checks cash, the souls get taken, and like I said, Schmidt happens, man. I'm good to go. No matter what they want, bring it. I'm here.